nothing other than the fact that it's about 100 degrees out here. Gosh, like an oven today.
Been out there messing around with the boat. We've been sitting for about a year, but hey, I got her fired up and running, doing everything it needs to do. And I come back inside and sit down in front of two fans, kind of trying to get my breath a little bit. I got that old COPD, and it kicks in when I'm outside in the heat.
It's extremely dangerous in the last few days. Well, I'm just headed down to Harbor Freight, the boys' toy store. I need to pick up a driveway annunciator. This one here just keeps going off, and once you trigger it, it just sits there and beep, 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 beep. Drive you crazy. And I just put it in August the 1st.
Little electronic things can be aggravating. I went to Harbor Freight a few weeks ago down in Greenwood and got me a little air compressor and hooked that thing up and used it to pump up the tires around here.
My first one I built in 1982 from a hot water tank. And it was the kind where the fire went out around the tank back in the old days. It was about, 3/16 to a quarter of an inch thick. And, of course, we hydroed it. And it lasted for years and years, but I didn't want to have to move it down here because it was big and heavy. So I gave it to my neighbor, or a friend, and I bought one down here at Harbor Freight. It's been a good one so far. I forget how many cubic feet a minute, but it gets me by. It's not one of the big five horse ones or nothing, but it does all I need to do. And I didn't need a high dollar one anymore, Dave. I just don't. Back in the old days, I ran a grinder and different things, and when I was building things out of steel, and you needed a little more CFM.
Yeah, you doing some projects like that, you need something a little stronger, but hey, I've got a welder over here that I've had for years. I haven't even used the thing, so I'm looking to donate it. And as far as air compressors, a little small one does what I need to do because I don't do much more than just pump up the tires on the boat trailer and the trash trailer, and that's about it.
The welder over there you was going to donate, you say?
I got it from my stepfather's estate. It was working. I used it down at his house years and years ago, so, and I've had a tarp over it, so I think it's okay, but I wouldn't guarantee it, but, it might work. I don't know.
I worked on welders for many years, David, all the way up to 1,500 amp sub-arc welders. Most of ours were 600 amp ones. They were huge at the machine shop and structural shop where I worked at. I give mine, I had it was 225 amp stick welder, and I gave it to my grandson, and he learned how to weld on it, and then he went out and bought him a MIG welder, and it's a combination, it'll do several things, and I think he's even got an argon bottle on it. But it's a nice skill to have. I wouldn't want to do it for a living after seeing how many of those guys died of heart attacks from the smoke. But nowadays, OSHA makes them put those electrostatic precipitators on them, and it sucks. I call them smoke suckers, and it keeps that away from them, thankfully.
My problem is I've developed hand tremors over the years. I get out there and try and do any welding. I don't think it would, I don't know how well it would hold, or definitely how well it would look. So, anyway, time I needed a little welding done on the boat, I took it to somebody that, you know, knew how to do aluminum welding. I wasn't going to mess with that.
Yark, I've worked on them high frequency, but they do a beautiful job. But, yeah, somebody will appreciate that someday. How many amp welders that one you got?
Well, I took it to him. He done a real good job. It, you know, it looks real neat. I think I probably got a little bit too big of a engine on that pontoon. It's a 90 horse, and I think it, you know, whoever had it before me, I put a little bit too much stress on it. But anyway, my goal down the road is to repower it and put a four-stroke motor on it, but it's, you know, it's when I have some excess money, and excess money's kind of hard to come by.
That's the truth. Well, David, sound like you're doing a good job there. I built two wood stoves, one for the house when we lived back up in Kansas, and I modeled it after an Englander wood stove, and we used that for quite a long time, and I sold it to a guy for his house in Colorado. And I built it just from started out with a 4x8 foot sheet of 1/4 inch plate, and I cut it out and welded her up. And then I built one for the garage, and it was a monster. And that's where my ham radio shack was for many years. And I don't remember what I'd done with that one when we moved. And then I built a log splitter. Me and the family would go out to race at my wife's mother's farm and cut wood together. And that was a nice experience. And then I'd bring it in and we'd split the wood up in the backyard. And we heated the house with that for quite some time.
Yeah, a little bit of a wood pile over here. Got a little fireplace in the house. Been lucky, though, haven't lost power in a while, but you never know. And I'm like you, I'm kind of way out in the country, and yeah, kind of got to kind of plan ahead, be a little bit self-sufficient if I can.
Get to the age where I just can't lift it anymore, Dave. I can't lift much over 10 pounds, and if I do, I hurt for a long time. So I try to stay away from that. But we got an insert in our fireplace in the house, but I have a 22-kilowatt Generac generator, and that sure is nice to have that for a backup. David, I've just arrived at Harbor Freight. Nice visiting with you this afternoon, and thanks for riding along. And we'll catch you a little later. This is Enderal TR Clear, 73.
If I catch you later, I'll ask you what they got on sale that looks interesting. You have a good afternoon. I'll talk to you later. KF4NXY.
KF4MUS.
That's Jody. Go right ahead. KF4NXY.
It is. Good afternoon to you. How you doing, sir?
Looking down at the flowers instead of up at the roots, so I'm doing good.
Yes, sir. Look at the paper and your name's not in an obituary. It's always a good day.
Listen to a fellow, Art Mandino, I think is his name. He does kind of motivational stuff, and that's what he was saying, you know. You can look at that long list of people, and there ain't a one of them on that list that wouldn't trade places with you gladly.
That's sure a true statement there.
Well, what are you out and about doing this afternoon?
Right over there to Shelby to that ham fest and looked at all the old junk they had out there and making our way back.
Okay, yeah, I didn't realize it was this weekend. Yeah, they usually do it on Labor Day weekend. I forgot about that.
It was your usual players, too, you know, your vendors and some radio guys selling some stuff. And, you know, it's all right. Good little walk around.
I always like to go to Shelby. I usually found something to spend some money on.
I do.
It sure ain't. Well, y'all need to head down this way sometime. Take a walk through the woods and maybe put you a trail cam out there and see if Bambi's coming by.
Man, yeah, I'll get with you here in a couple weeks and get over there. And if nothing else, just shake your hand and say hello, Roger.
It's been a little while since I've seen you. Yeah. If you want to, you and the wife come over and me and Marie, we'll all go out and get something to eat. There's a little restaurant in Belton, a standpipe, I think, and they got a good meat and three, for a lunchtime meal. They kind of close up early, you got to get in there before 2 o'clock, but, got some good food.
That winter, we'll get us a date and get over there to both of us and say hi to you and Miss Marie.
Well, sounds like a plan, Jody. Well, I've been inside goofing off for a while. I need to get back out there and got a few more little projects to do and probably come back in shortly because that heat makes it a little hard for this old man to breathe sometimes. You have a good afternoon. Good to talk to you and look forward to seeing you sometime soon. KF4NXY. I'll be clear on your final.
XY, KF4MUF. All right, Mr. David. We'll be touching bases with you. Have a great afternoon and be careful in the heat. 7-3, sir. KF4MUF. We're clear.